This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to become a successor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking very humbly about how to become a successor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, of course, as you know, I have a tendency to come up with titles which kind of have multiple meanings. Now, we're not talking about a very, you know, literal successor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Of course, the actual successors, the literal successors, and the literal divinely appointed successors of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, are the divinely appointed imams, alayhim assalam, the 12 divinely appointed imams, and the very literal and real and physical and spiritual and political successor of the Messenger of Allah is none other than the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Now, with that aside though, we find in some of the traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he himself talks about his successors. Now, he's not talking about the divinely appointed successors. He's talking about the successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, in the sense that they live an Islamic lifestyle. They are his successors in the sense where they follow the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah. And so if we look at it in a vertical manner, of course, the divinely appointed imams are the utmost, highest level of the successors. Then you have the religious scholars coming downwards, who are also the religious, spiritual, and political successors of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. And if you come even lower, then anybody who follows the sunnah and the seerah, the manners and the behaviors and the lifestyle of the Messenger of Allah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, these are considered the successors and the inheritors of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So in reality, apart from the imams and the ulama and the maraja, the sources of emulation, the grand scholars of Islam, coming on down, the other regular scholars, and finally, normal people, the average human being, you and me, if we follow the tenets of Islam, and if we follow the traditions and we follow the Holy Quran, then we too are considered to be the successors of the Messenger of Allah. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we were talking about how to become a successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And of course, we talked about exactly what we mean when we say successor of the Messenger of Allah. And so we're going to talk about how to do that. If we live a Islamic lifestyle, and if we follow the tenets of Islam, and we follow the Holy Quran the way that we have been prescribed by the religious ulama who have been prescribed by the divinely appointed imams who have been ascribed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, then we are living a Islamic lifestyle which leads to the successorship of the Messenger of Allah. And so just to bring in a tradition here, of course, because it is very important to be able to give some source and some credibility to the statements that we make. We have a tradition where Imam Ali alayhi salam quotes the Holy Prophet, and this tradition can be found in the book The Scale of Wisdom. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, said, "O Allah, have mercy on my successors." And he said this statement three times, "O Allah, have mercy on my successors." And so Imam Ali alayhi salam, he asked, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, who are your successors? And the messenger then replied, those who learn my traditions and practices and then teach them to my community. Yes, dear friends, in our Islamic lifestyle, if we want to become the successors of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, then what do we need to do? We need to learn the accepted traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the accepted practices, and then teach them to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, and thus we can become the successors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in living our pure Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.